This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you hear about the pilot who had to land the plane? I'm sorry, the passenger, rather, who had to land the plane because the pilot had passed out? Yeah. Had to call. They called the FAA and said, something's really wrong here. This pilot has passed out, and I got to land the plane. I think it was they had two other passengers. So it was a pilot and maybe three people, or at least two. And one of the two or three passengers had to land this plane. I think it was a prop plane. And got the plane down. They talked the guy down. Man, talk about a fear. Yeah, I've often said this. Boy, that is one of those things that I would not want to do. I'd do it. I'd pay attention. Hit the flap. Get this. Do that. Because, man, you... Woo. But let me tell you what they won't tell you about this story. That pilot passed out because he was jabbed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, I was... talking about one of my friends and when my youngest son went to French school, and Melissa was telling me that one of our friends, they're probably in their 50s, the man just abruptly died. And I immediately went, COVID, you know, got a Wu flu vaccine. She goes, oh, don't go there. I said, that's what it was. It was a Wu flu vaccine. And sure enough, both of them avid, you know, follow the CDC guidelines. So this guy who's 50-something, early 50s, I think, and I'm guessing it might even be mid to late 40s. I'm a bad judge of age these days. But anyway, the guy died. He was jabbed. And they go, oh, surprise death. No surprise for me. Let me ask you, is this happening around you? Are you seeing this? Are you hearing these deaths, these surprising deaths? Are you hearing these stories? Oh, a passenger had to land his own plane. I mean, how often does that happen? And I'm talking about in a row. I'm glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I was thinking about the year of first. Or year of records. Let me tell you what the records you're going to see. You're going to see a record number of people dying in unfamiliar age categories from 18 to, say, 35. Certainly 18 to 55. You're going to see an extraordinary number of people dying unexpectedly from that. You're going to see an extraordinary number of people debilitated in that same age group who should be in the prime of life. They are going to be shaken and, you know, all kinds of, they're not going to be able to live a quality life. You're going to see suicides go up, which, by the way, suicides have always been on the rise. Since the year 2000 to 2018, suicides have increased 30%. I bet most people don't realize that. Suicide, depending upon what statistics you read, is somewhere between the 10th largest cause of death across the age spectrum to the 12th largest cause of death. So it's either number 10 or somewhere between 10 and 12. During the time of Wu flu, in almost every demographic, suicide increased. Now, it rose anywhere from number 2 to number to be number 2 to number 5. Now, I want to issue a disclaimer. Believe it or not, in the 18 to 34 year old demographic, which is when you really are in the prime of life, suicide is the number 2 cause of death. But when they publish the 20 years of 1990 to 2021, you're going to find there was a huge surge in suicide deaths during that period. The left doesn't want to tell you this stuff. These are the things that are on their shoulders that if we were as conservatives owned all this nonsense that they were doing, it would be study after study over this stuff. Business closures. We had a record number of business closures in 2019 and 2020, or 2020 to 2021. Record numbers. Record loss in productivity. Record losses across the board. It is under Joe Biden, and we have had a year of records, and none of them good. None of them good. Either we're running on a little bit of Trump momentum. When I say none of them good for the Democrats, I gave you guys the stock market. The stock market under Biden has gone up in the first year more than any other president. If you think that's Joe Biden, you would be wrong. It was the momentum of Donald Trump. Donald Trump would have broken stock market records had he had a second 4 years. But Biden so squandered the first year of Donald Trump's record stock growth, he has sent the stock market into the toilet. You are now at a stock market in the 18, 19 months of Joe Biden that has gained somewhere around 8 to 8.5% and still dipping, still volatile. And let me tell you, is it going to roar back? Absolutely not. It is not going to roar back. So Biden took all that momentum of Trump and squashed it in only a few months. I'm talking year at the end of the year, Biden's first year, 37.5% stock market growth. Number one. And then he lost it. He lost most of that in a few months going into his second year of this stolen presidency. I'm keeping it real. A year of records, border crossings, get this, illegal border crossings up 173% from a year ago, 28% since January. When he first became president, but 28% when he stopped building the wall, deportations, and started catch and release. Another record. How many terrorists have slipped through our borders? It's a record. I guarantee you. How many sex traffickers have slipped through our border? It's a record. How many people have died from fentanyl or other illegal drugs? How much illegal drugs have gone through our border? It's a record. There are no good records that we have based on Joe Biden, and any of them that are good are not based on him. They're based on the legacy of Donald Trump and the conservative movement. A year of records, folks. And you need to be armed with this information when you're talking to these knucklehead leftists. Crime in New York City increased by 36.5% in March compared to the same period 2 years ago. Do you think that's different in any other city in this country? Of course not. But what are we talking about? A woman's right to kill babies.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want to know why I can't stand Republicans? I'll tell you in just a second. So, previous segment, we talked about a year of bad records. Let me recap. Passenger had to land his own plane. Why? Pilot jabbed. Guarantee you, jabbed. Passed out, myocarditis, who knows, something heart-related, probably died. Passenger lands a plane because somebody took a shot. I told you, you're going to look at statistics. You will get the worst statistics of people dying in demographics that normally die before the age of 55. You're going to get the worst statistics for death. You're going to get the worst statistics for people that are disabled in ways that they can't perform. We're going to have a working demographic that should be hard at work, that are going to be home drawing assistance of some sort. Do you know what that's going to do to flip the apple cart?
going forward, if 15-20% of the population that can work doesn't want to work, not to mention the number of people that are sitting at home doing nothing, a record, didn't even talk about that, border crossings, a record, up 173% under Biden. Wu flu. You know, Wu flu and the record with this in terms of, how the impact of it, I guess I should say, when I'm talking about these shots, cannot be understated. Drug overdoses. Did we get into that? No. Record numbers of drug overdoses. I talked about business closures. Record number of business closures under Joe Biden. Suicides. Already on the rise through 2018. Guarantee you, we blew the doors off of whatever it was leading up from 2000 to 2018. It was a 30% increase in suicide. And worse than that, one of the biggest increases was in the 18 to 34 demographic. People are so desperate that even youngsters are going, man, this isn't worth it. The world is full of doom and gloom. Why do you think we started an unhyphenated America? To let people know this country's actually pretty good. Don't sell it short. Crime, through the roof. Why? Democratic policies. You think Joe Biden cares about crime in this country? Seriously? The biggest criminal? And after all that, under Biden, the economy in shambles, the potential for World War III, and I could go on. You want to know why I don't like Republicans? Because Lindsey Graham supposedly said that Biden was the best person to have in the wake of January 6th. Yeah. January 6th, when patriots went to D.C. peacefully to march, and Democrats started a bunch of crap so they could make it appear that they were the victims. And don't even get me started about this Adam Schiff. Did you guys see this audio? I don't know if we have the audio, but you see the video where Adam Schiff says, if you can't have a peaceful transfer of power, and he's all crying. I think we got it. We have it, right? Let me let you hear Adam Schiff talking about the peaceful transfer of power. This is a guy who stole, it's part of the cabal, who stole the power, the election from Donald Trump, talking about the peaceful transfer of power.
I believe in this country, and I believe in it because of people like you, who understand what the flag means and what our Constitution means and risk their lives to defend it. I'd like to think, as Amanda Gorman so eloquently said, that we're not broken, we're just unfinished. Because if we're no longer committed to a peaceful transfer of power after our elections, if our side doesn't win, then God help us. If we deem elections illegitimate merely because they didn't go our way, rather than trying to do better the next time, then God help us. And if we're so driven by bigotry and hate that we attack our fellow citizens as traitors, if they're born in another country or they don't look like us, and God help us. But I have faith because of folks like you. And Adam, I didn't expect this would be quite so much later, but it must be an Adam thing today. But I'm so grateful to all of you. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Again, folks, Adam Schiff, fake crying. The guy that did everything he could to steal the election, to make Donald Trump look like he was in cahoots with the Russians. The most nonsensical stuff on the planet. And he's talking about a peaceful transfer of power. You know what he doesn't like? He doesn't like when patriots say, we know you cheated. We're going to go to D.C. We're going to do everything we can within our power legally to stop what you've done. And everything these people have done after this has been to stop us, to say to you, don't you dare protest again. We will put all of you in prison January 6th. It was funny. I tell people this story. I got asked to go, and something inside of me said, Kevin, don't go. And it's the type of thing I would have gone had I not listened to this little whisper that said, don't do it. Leave it alone. I felt like We would figure out how to win in the end because we all knew they cheated. Absolutely cheated. So, you know, but the idea that this guy wants to come on here and anybody that's fighting against it, that's looking to really dig into this obvious theft of an election, so obvious that he has to get on there and cry. I ask Hollywood, hey, what happened to the actors? Did you guys run out of people in film school? Where's Clooney or, you know, Matt Damon or whoever? I can't believe you. I mean, this guy was so fake. Adam Schiff, of all people. They will do anything to change the narrative, to make people believe the impossible. And you know what the impossible is? That Joe Biden got 81 million votes. That's impossible. You know what impossible is? That Donald Trump didn't win. He got 75 million registered votes. Can you imagine what he actually got? Man. This is going to be so fun to watch because the minute that they get absolute proof, I'm going to be in the faces of these leftists. But here's what bugs me. Lindsey Graham says Biden was the best person to have after January 6th. Who would say something, one, so stupid, and two, so demeaning to America? Americans like yourselves, who know this election was stolen, and who know that based on the record that I've gone through now twice in this broadcast of Joe Biden, the year that we've had with Biden, how dare you say something so stupid and call yourself a Republican? It's incendiary and it's insanity. New audio reveals that Lindsey Graham said Biden was the best person to have leading the country in the wake of the, get this, January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. That's what they want you to believe. That was an attack. Don't fall for this stuff, folks. And let's get rid of these rhinos.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden will host leaders from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Biden will begin his talks over dinner Thursday night with leaders from the 8 participating nations who are attending the 2-day summit. Leaders will take part in more formal talks at the State Department on Friday. Earlier on Thursday, President Biden addressed the 1 million Americans who have died from COVID-19.
1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table. Each irreplaceable. Each leaving behind a family, a community, forever changed because of this pandemic.
President Biden has ordered flags to half-staff. He's calling on Congress to provide more funding for testing, vaccines, and treatments. It's one giant leap for mankind. In a way, scientists from the University of Florida say they've grown plants in soil from the moon collected by NASA's Apollo astronauts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftism doesn't work. Check this out. California's bold move towards an EV revolution, that's electric vehicle for those of you who don't know what EV stands for, and eliminating the sale of gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles by 2035 have hit a snag in the liberal utopian city of San Francisco. Recent report by the University of California, Berkeley, found that a quarter of all EV charging stations in the Bay Area were out of order, suggesting current infrastructure isn't ready for the giant leap towards an electrified world. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you think that's their problem right now, wait until they get a load of the grid. When they go complete electric, there's already rolling brownouts in California. It ain't going to get any better. That's what I always tell you about leftism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you are listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can reach us by phone at 844-551-8255. They say, here's a section of the study describing the poor infrastructure for EVs across the Bay Area. And we're going to go into some other stuff because this is kind of a catch-all segment for some things that I've been wanting to catch all. So here we go. It says, in order to achieve a rapid transition to electric vehicle driving, a highly reliable and easy to use charging infrastructure is critical to building confidence. Now, before I go on, let me say this. There's EV here in Arizona, and you'll go somewhere and there'll be 2, 3, and if you're lucky, maybe 4 EV. It's getting a little bigger. And when cars are just sitting in the parking lot in a, like at a store, or something, there's EV. Now, I will say, that's kind of a cool advantage that these people, I don't know whether you pay, but these places will let you sit in that space and charge, and it's for EV only. It's like handicap. They will let you charge your car. I don't know if it's for free. Yeah, I don't anticipate them putting any gasoline stations and letting you, you know, get free gas. And again, I don't know whether these are free. Maybe somebody that's got an EV car can tell us. But I know, like, when, you know, different places I've gone, like different businesses will have an EV charging station for the EV cars. So, again, nowhere have I worked where they say, Kevin, if you need to top off your gasoline while you're here, go do it. So kudos to those people with that. But let me tell you what's going to happen when everybody switches over. You can't have 4 EV slots. Unless you want to do that for your employees of the month, because you're not going to charge every car that's there. It's costing money to charge those cars. Who's going to foot the bill? Now, if they do that, Congratulations to the world. If there's EV at that level, and maybe that's a good thing. I mean, it would be nice to have that, but and I don't have an EV car, so I'm literally asking these questions in blind. Do you go to, if you go to a gas station and charge, they probably bill you, right? From what I'm told, yeah. You know, this is what somebody told me, that, yeah, you pay like you pay for gasoline. Maybe not as much. So anyway, the EV infrastructure right now is already burdened. 25% of these things don't work, or what is it, 50%, whatever I said earlier. But whatever the number is, what do you think it's going to be when they go 100% by 2035? So they go on. This study evaluated the functionality of charging systems for 657 EVSC electric vehicle service equipment, CCS connectors, combined charging system, all on a 187 open public DCFC, direct current fast chargers, charging stations in the greater Bay Area. An EVSC was evaluated as functional if it charged an EV for 2 minutes or was charging an EV at the time the station was evaluated. Overall, 72.5% of these things were functional. The cable was too short to reach the EV outlet for 4.9% of the EVSEs. Causes of 22.7% of the EVSEs that were non-functioning were unresponsive or unavailable screens. Oh, payment system failure, so you do have to pay. Charge initiation failures, network failures, or broken connectors. The study notes that of the 9 San Francisco County, Bay Area, Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, Napa, San Francisco, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Solano, and Sonoma were included. It excluded private EV charging stations in paid parking lots, private workplaces, or business sites, which restricted access hours. Also, all Tesla superchargers were excluded since those stations weren't available to all EVs. Leftism, it fails. It will fail. Look, I don't know is California going to go away completely from gas stations in 2035? Is it going to be like the seeing a payphone out in the wilderness and you can, and your kids drive by and they go, "What's that, Daddy?" Yeah, that's a payphone. You know, because who uses a payphone now? So what's going to happen with all the people that have the muscle cars, the Jay Lenos that have all these gas guzzlers and all that? What is going to become the price of gasoline? What do you think the price of gasoline will get to when there's nowhere to get it? What will it be in California in 2035? Because it's supply and demand. If you only need 2 trucks going to California, that's a lot less. You know, you don't have to truck it in the amount that you need. You know, in other words, you get what I'm saying. If I'm only going to supply 40,000 gallons when I used to supply 400,000 gallons, you're not going to get the economies of scale. So if you think gasoline time California now, just wait. Here's another thing that's gone bad for the Democrats, gone bad for leftism: drug overdoses. I mentioned it earlier. An estimated 107,622 drug overdose deaths occurred in the U.S. last year. Largest number of fatal overdoses ever recorded in a calendar year. 107,000. Let me tell you, that's bigger than a lot of diseases. It's probably bigger than Wu flu, if you have legit stats. And Wu flu didn't help. Here's the second data point. The data showed that nearly a 15% increase from the 93,655 deaths that took place over the course of 2020, a year that had seen a 30% spike in fatal overdoses from the previous year. Are you paying attention? They had a 30% spike from the previous year, and then we went from 93,6 to 107. We added another 14,000 deaths on top of the 2020 numbers that had already had been exploded. The synthetic opioid fentanyl has fueled the unprecedented surge. Well, let me tell you what else has fueled it. The oppressive leftist regime of Joe Biden. drug overdoses. I bet you probably didn't know those numbers, did you? We already talked about gas, but let's cover it again. Demented, Joe Biden's administration still dragging down the Democrats who cheated him in office. And his polls also continue their steady decline despite Democrats' attempt to woo the skank vote via the SCOTUS leak. Apparently, Bidenflation surpasses It's My Body when it comes to polling. Thus, Biden set a new record loss in his performance as faux president. That means fake. And the records keep coming. In less than two months after setting the record for the highest average gas prices, Joe Biden has blown by that record. This is AAA data I'm about to give you. The new national average is $4.37 without accounting for inflation. Only two short months ago, Biden's policies allowed gasoline to high jump the $4 a gallon range for the first time in over a decade. As it stands today, no state in the U.S. has lower average gas prices, this is for regular gasoline, than $3.90 per gallon. Do you really want to guess where the highest average gas prices are? You want to guess? Well, you know California leads the way. Currently, the average price per gallon in Californicate rests temporarily at $5.84 a gallon on average. I give it a week, and California will be an average that is well over the $6 per gallon range. What is a brain-dead moron president to do? As we've witnessed, folks, Joe Biden quickly abandoned his green superhero suit when the public outcry over gasoline hit, and his feeble attempt to course correct happened when he hit America's Strategic Petroleum Reserves multiple times. Now, given that the SPR releases provide about a week's worth of gasoline, that's not going to fix it. It's purely theatrics, and it clearly didn't work. So, what's he going to do? What are the Democrats going to do? Things are not going to get any better. Summer's coming up, vacation for families, and you know what? They're going to pay an outrageous amount for everything. Gasoline will be just the start. When they stop at that little eatery along Route 66, they're going to pay twice as much for food than they're used to paying. When they go to the hotels, they're going to pay 20-30% more. Entertainment, 20-30% more. By the time they get back, they are going to hate the Democrats. I love it. All great news for us. When we get back, we'll talk about a few other things that might be on your mind. I know they're on your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Man, if we covered some ground today, people! Biden, the bumbling idiot, we talked about that. Biden's expectations, he will fail. Biden's blame game, we spent the first hour documenting how if you're a Democrat and you still want to be voting in favor of Mr. Magoo, you're an idiot. You were an idiot to begin with, but now you know. If you're still out there championing Biden, by the way, where is The Rock? Remember, he was, well, I've got to say, Joe Biden's the way to go, because China told him to say it. The Rock. He ain't nothing but a pebble. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. These turncoat, sellout leftists, They will do anything for a buck or to stay popular. The Rock is on top of the world. A dude who was a football player, ruined his career, ended up wrestling, got noticed, why, probably affirmative action, ends up building a decent career in wrestling, parlays that into movies, and makes some pretty fun movies, and then has to make a political declaration. Why? Because he wants to keep making movies. It's never enough. Not enough money, not enough fame. Fame and fortune is what they call it. Not enough. These guys, I don't know how many women Harvey Weinstein needed to molest before he could just said, you know, I've had enough. How much money do the Clintons need before they finally say, you know, we got caught? There's a story. I don't know if you guys have seen this. These two girls were doing business with the government. By accident, they overbilled the government in shipping. So, like, the product they made is like $80,000. And the shipping might have been $600. Or maybe even 6,000. It was a big product. Well, they accidentally missed the decimal point and billed like 60,000, and the government paid it. And when one of the girls got her to think, she was like, oh my gosh, they paid this. So she says, you know what? I wonder if we could do it again. So she did it. Ship, you know, whatever, $100,000, $80,000 to ship it. Government paid it. She had a little piggy bank. She collected $21 million of excess money with that little trick. Well, the government finally got somebody in there that was looking at the numbers and went, whoa, wait a minute. She could have gotten away with it had she stopped. Had she gotten the $20 million, $15 million, had she stopped. But you know what happened? She got into office. She effectively became king of this little kingdom of hers, and she couldn't quit. And finally, they got snagged. Well, that's how leftism works. It sucks you in. It just keeps going and going. And finally, you're like, oh, my goodness. It's too late. I'm too far gone. I'm going to get to a story about the Bidens here in a second, but here's what I want to know. You want to know what the biggest fear is for people right now that they expect to explode, Americans expect to explode? Medical debt. What Obamacare was supposed to take care of is one of America's biggest fears. That's because Democrats pretend to solve problems, but Democrats are only looking for a loophole. They're looking for a way to make the problem bigger so they can try to make money from it. They're looking for a mistake that you make so they can profit on it. Even if they know it's only temporary profit, it's better than nothing. They figure they can get out of it. That's what's going on with the Bidens, and I'll talk about them in a minute. But let's go back. Let's think about this hospital situation for a bit. Who filled the hospitals over the past 2 years? WHO flu patients, right? Many of these patients should never have gone to a hospital, which became a veritable death sentence. Now, who caused the problem? Democrats. If we had jumped on this, rebelled against China, and said, hey, enough is enough, you're going to start paying for this, and had we done the clever thing, which Fauci endorsed hydroxychloroquine until Trump did it, then Fauci went against it. You don't have to believe me. Go look it up. You can look at the timeline. He was for it early on. And then he was against it. Had we done simple remedies, we'd have more people alive. We never would have had this scamdemic. And all the world would have been happier. They would have been watching the United States, watching our reaction, as opposed to our overreaction. And life would have been good as we know it. So, Democrats caused that problem. And now they want you to believe they can solve it. And I keep coming back to this. There's still variants. There's all the things that were leading up to us locking down the economy less than 6 months ago and having locked. I mean, that was when we kind of ended it. It was towards the end. But over that period of time, everything leading up to lockdowns, there's no difference. Nothing. None of the data is any different. Where are the experts? Not to be found, right? Where's all the Holly weirdos? Where's all the fear? Going to parties. How many people are wearing masks versus not wearing masks now? You know the answers. Anyway, that's just one of the things we're talking about. The biggest fear that you have right now is your medical, because you're still concerned about what are the variants, what's the next thing that's going to come, you know, who knows. You're wondering if you got a shot. Are you going to end up in a hospital with heart conditions? Do you have a cardiologist? Have you paid a cardiologist? It's not cheap. But the Democrats have more than that to be worried about. Here's the story, last story we'll cover today. People close to Biden are worried that his son's deep-pocketed lawyer pal could create problems for the White House. We talked about this guy the other day. They're saying that this guy covering Hunter Biden's $2 million of tax debt might remind voters of Hunter Biden's controversial overseas business dealings. Biden's allies are uncomfortable with Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris' plan to mount an aggressive public defense of Hunter Biden, including by questioning the story behind the Post's exclusive October 20th revelation of his infamous laptop. This is according to the New York Times. The New York Times is finally getting in the business of reporting news. They're troubled about the $2 million loan that Morris gave the first son to pay off his tax debts and fund his living expenses, because it potentially echoes the cash he received while serving on the board of a Ukrainian oligarch's company and pursuing deals with a Chinese tycoon. They're afraid. And they better be. See, it's a loan. How many people do you know make $2 million loans to crackheads? Crackheads who leave laptops with them having sex with prostitutes. And I could go on. Crackhead dropouts from rehab. Crackheads who won't acknowledge their children. And so on and so forth. Why would you do this? Unless you thought you were getting some favors. It isn't going to look good. It's got the potential to blow the SCOTUS decision to leave abortion to the states right off the media cycle. We can't have that, say the Democrats. Instead, they say Biden supporters want his scandal-scarred son to stay out of the spotlight and resolve the federal grand jury probe in Wilmington, Delaware, without going to trial if charges are filed. They're trying to get ahead of this. You better know, they are figuring out who's on that grand jury. The Democrat, have you seen House of Cards and these operatives and how they do stuff and the level of intimidation that's going on right now? Can you even imagine it? Morris was recently revealed to be working on a documentary about Hunter Biden's life since he came under scrutiny for his business affairs, and he was accused Tuesday of spying on the filmmakers behind an independent movie, My Son Hunter, that's set to offer an unflattering portrait of the Biden family. They can't have this getting out, folks. Joe Biden, the Democrats are going to do everything they can to make Hunter look like a choir boy. Where's Dinesh D'Souza when they need him? Dinesh was in Arizona. He was here for a private event set up by Charlie Kirk. And I tweeted to him, "Hey, Dinesh, next time you do 2,000 mules, will you do the next movie as 2,000 coyotes and help Arizona and Texas and New Mexico and whatever in California border states stop the 2,000 plus people that are always smuggling in the bandidos into this country?" Haven't gotten a response back from him. Anyway, lots to think about, right, as you contemplate tomorrow and what we're going to bring to the news cycle. The Democrats are scarred, they are battered and bruised, and it's time somebody put them out of their misery. I have the solution. I talk about it every single day. If a million people will go to read my blogs, listen to this show, watch our videos, we will be flush with cash that we will put to work helping the people that the left claim they want to help, but we will be helping. And we will credit you, the conservative movement, for making it happen. We've already got a family with 9 kids we're working with. I can't wait to give you the report soon.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.